Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
Can anybody remember what we were doing and whether we'd beaten all the robots?
I'm just unpacking the radish. We had beaten the robots. Well, we'd won the battle. I don't know if we'd won the war, probably.
The war? We defeated the really big robot. Obviously Jethro.
Jethro did it, and we shot around it.
I believe you did some damage that got through armour.
The robots have retreated. Yes, that was it. Yeah, Dr. Radish had a happy accident.
Yes, that's what I was doing while everyone else was shooting. Having a happy time.
The robots have retreated.
Magic hands.
Feels grubby all of a sudden. Does anyone else find that?
And that's why he's got tennis elbow.
I think we should check whether, once we get some kind of communication going. Maybe if they don't need to get into the rest of this base, maybe simply digging a trench would solve the problem.
You're keen on your trenches, aren't you?
Well, all of these robots seem to either rely on two legs or tracks, all of which are not really fans of trenches.
Well, depends how long the tracks are, isn't it? With the trench, you'd have to be.
You need to build the trench slightly wider than the tracks. Yes, that is traditional. Well, it's the same with feet. If you dig a trench, it needs wide.
It doesn't inconvenience anybody except leprechauns.
Did a trip there.
Which sometimes
people in high heels.
Well, now I know it inconveniences leprechauns. Expect to see a lot of very, very narrow trenches in my games.
Did I feel when I used to sell legally? I turned out sell tickets for the Chester Racers. Do you know that?
Don't.
Yeah, so, it was an actual job at the race course, not a tout. And right in front of the booth where all the posh people are lining up to buy their tickets from me, they had one of those grates with the very, very narrow gaps.
Oh, yes.
You know, loads and loads of very narrow gaps. And regularly people with stiletto heels would get themselves stuck in it and be unable to extricate themselves. And I felt a tiny spark of joy.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I have to wonder, really, what's going through your head when you think, stilettos, they'll be good for outdoors where there are horses.
Maybe it saves on spurs.
I've certainly seen people sink deeply into...
You can get stiletto wellies. You can get stiletto walking shoes.
I've seen recursive stilettos where the stiletto bit is replaced by a smaller shoe with a high heel. And under that is a smaller shoe with a high heel.
My sister in the very early 80s was banned from some dance clubs because she wore like needlepoint stilettos, to a thing called physics.
Yes.
And dance floors having wooden floors.
They caused
massive. It was like somebody going in and hammering nails into the floor.
They do more damage than an elephant.
You got more damage than a car parking on top of something.
Yeah, what are you saying about my sister, sorry?
Wow.
No, I'm saying that your sister, who I'm sure was svelte and lovely and light...
She is actually the thinnest person in the family.
Basically...
Diet of chocolate, basically, exclusively. Doesn't put any weight on, never has. Hate her. But yeah, more than a freaking elephant.
Mm.
Anyway, as far as you know, there are no elephants on this moon base.
Not anymore.
So the groups at the other two entrances said, say that they faced, it was a coordinated assault, but what they had was the small robots that you met first.
Right.
And they were able to fight those off without serious injury.
Okay. All right. Okay. So nobody's been hurt.
Oh, people have been
except
hurt.
Except Jethro.
Well, no one of any consequence.
Apart from the injured people, no one's hurt.
No one's seriously hurt.
There are as many people breathing as there were before the attack started.
Excellent. Some of them out of unexpected holes in their body, but nonetheless. Right, well, we need to really find out what is left in the way of opposition.
Well,
I mean,
we may as well do this.
We
were
properly.
Tracking these things, weren't we? Can we see? If
oh, we don't know if they can
signals?
Repair each other either, do we?
Well, the thing that you were talking to the Vitruvians about just before this,
they actually retreated. They didn't all get killed.
There was one big scary bastard that they were extremely scared of, and some of the younger ones who were born here on the verge of worshipping. That sure. seems to be the one that caught the radish plate of explosives in the face.
Yeah.
I can't take all the credit.
I'm now picturing Patrick Stewart ordering Helm to do the radish manoeuvre.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the one that basically I kept shooting and kept shooting and kept shooting. It was starting to get a little bit panicky, especially when he was shooting me back.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, mm-hmm.
That's proper warfare, that is.
To be fair, I think it was more when he actually sent the missile over that I got quite panicky.
I mean, I'm just remembering Phoenix Command. Hey, they're shooting back. This isn't what I call a fair fight.
So do we want to... I mean, if we want to potentially explore more... I don't know if we do, but if we do, this might be a good time on the grounds that if they're retreating...
I think we probably want to try and go after them if we can.
That's also
we want to make sure they're all gone so we can get these people safely down to their planet.
My only problem at the moment is I actually, like I say, I am injured. I'm not particularly badly injured.
Oh, rather then. Say nothing more.
Do they have any medical supplies that we could use?
Maybe.
I suppose it's all about the drugs, isn't it?
Give me a really good medicine roll, and we can
chemistry
make...
and biology. Can I combine
hasn't
those?
Jethro got
some
like a med pack with him.
Pharmacology. Yes, he
has. The doctor got a med pack with him?
I'm not that kind of doctor.
No, there was... I've got a big room,
surgeon.
No, that would be a mister. I've got. Chemistry and biology. Surely I can work out what would happen inside Jethro.
Yeah, that'd be terrific. You can work out what happens when you pour red lead on top of a frog.
I sure that's
okay. Well, he'll live long enough to get back to the ship to get some proper.
He's not in immediate danger of bleeding out or anything. He can have self-sealing suit and the rest of it.
I've got a self-sealing suit. And
I mean the suit might fill up, but.
Yeah, drowning in your own blood, what a way to go.
Are any of the Vitruvians injured in a point where I can take some samples from them in the guise of helping?
See, let's just do
I'm afraid it's going to have to come off.
They have completely failed their xenopsychology and can't see what's wrong with you the way all your fellow humans can.
Right.
Let's turn on our blippy thing, our motion sensor. Well, our electrical sensor.
You're not that kind of engineer. Ding. You're not that kind of sensor operator.
I have got I've got comms. I can tell you to use the sensor. You know, we
blinking
had a...
and flashing and flashing and blinking.
A sensor that told us about electric devices moving around nearby.
Yeah.
And how's that looking?
We've located the room, Buster.
There is nothing moving outside the base, and there is nothing electrical moving inside the base.
Uh-huh.
Well, apart possibly with a couple of possible exceptions, though I haven't actually probably put my last ones down.
Oh, your drones? I thought they were stationary.
Well, they are, but I've probably got.
Are they just paper?
No.
No, it was little stationery.
A jar full of wasps.
Yeah.
Are they going to good on an airless?
Was it 57,000 right. Wasps?
I'm sure we could get some wasp eaters if we desperately need.
Possibly 58,000, but yeah.
Probably so there aren't that many of them already from here, but you know, take what you can get.
We should just tell how many of these things are down and check if there are any still around.
Yeah, now we're feeling a bit more confident. Let's do a search.
Make sure that any that are down are definitely disabled. Mm. We don't want to be strolling past them at a later point and then get shot.
I don't really want to get shot at any point.
To be fair, that is something that Dr. Radish can actually help with.
Yeah, finding out if they're still active or not, I agree entirely.
Mm. I'm still injured. I didn't mention that.
Mm. It's all right, take your tray.
I can try and help, but I don't know if it's feasible to do any kind of medical treatment given our current environment.
No,
is a pressure that the enclave is pressurized still, so...
Let's worry about it later. None of us are deteriorating. We're fine.
Okay. Right, let's have a little scout round.
Okay, so to zoom out a bit, you can do a quick passage through the base. It's not subtle about where its corridors and things are. They're all visible from outside. And there are one or two of the robots moving aimlessly, but there is absolutely no sign of coordination the way there was before.
Oh.
So it seems like that big guy was maybe the
Mechquake. Big jobs.
A sort of Mechon, if you like.
That's slightly different.
Mechon? Mechoff?
Smells like train spirit.
Wasn't it Mechon? I always called him the Mechon.
I know, but it doesn't work if I say Mechon.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Mr. Mechon, the next door neighbour of the Rentaghosts, their landlord, doesn't he? Anyway.
The Brecon Mechons.
We may be drifting away from the air, like the moon in Space 1999.
Oh, we never digress.
At speed.
Robot hunting?
Sure. Yeah, well, particularly as it seems to be quite undangerous. We'll just treat the base. And,
have they got an off switch or anything, you know, pull the chip out of the back of
their head? These are still designed to be combat robots, but...
Yeah, that's what
combat
we're
robots are quite... They generally are designed to...
Not let you turn them off. Not have
very obvious off switches.
They're not like those Boston Dynamic dogs, then, where you can just lock... pull the handle and the battery comes out. I mean, admittedly, you've got to get pretty close to them.
It's the same as with real dogs.
I feel like the solution to that is you need to build other smaller drones to do it for you.
Well, either that or you bury a lot of your guys in coffins with an armhole and a little periscope. And then when the dogs walk over you, which hopefully they do and don't walk slightly to one side, because that would be terribly embarrassing after all that prep. You reach up, boom, and a very heavy lithium battery falls in your head.
Which is why you're in a coffin.
Well, a
strong
will
coffin.
Oh, right, I thought you were thinking, are you going to be killed by a falling lithium battery? Well, no point. No need to bury you afterwards. You're already there.
I mean, if you can't just fire, you're a bit naft. But...
To be fair, I feel like cattle grids would largely solve the problem.
Very narrow hands required to get through a cattle grid.
No, I meant for the dogs.
Dogs are all right with cattle grids.
Robot dogs?
Depends how close they are to real dogs, but they've got the battery thing.
Make the things narrower and narrower until the dogs fall through.
I've seen sheep teaching each other to cross cattle grids, so...
Yeah, they roll over.
On the back of a motorcycle in a pyramid formation.
No, seriously.
I've seen that episode as well.
No, they roll over it like commandos.
Yeah. They
can't
show
believe each... sheep do anything like commando.
they will show each other how far to run up and then when to duck and
There's
roll.
There's papers written on it.
Have the inertia to get
to be
the
fair,
grid.
if it's in Brecon, possibly close to Seni Bridge, they may not necessarily have been sheep.
mostly sheep.
There was a fantastic video kicking around a few years ago of these sheep that had managed to work out how to get out of this field by getting a run-up over a little bit of a hillock and launching themselves over the top of the barbed wire. And they were all doing it. And sharing the field with these sheep was a donkey. And this donkey just watched them. And then it took a couple of steps forward, trod on the barbed wire, stepped over it, let go. Meanwhile, bing!
Very good, sir.
So, for the benefit of a listener, shall we get back to where we were? We were just going to try and disable them. Didn't we used to have another one?
We have more than one.
Two is more than one, yes. Oh. Remember the glory days when we had like double figures?
Did we?
Well, I used to listen to the episode, so that was one.
And I used to listen to it, so that's two.
See? Roger, in fact, had listened to it. I mean, really?
Yeah, look where I ended up.
This is our problem, you see. If we would just recruit our audience, it's cannibalistic.
Anyway, so
sorry, did you not realise that was the arrangement?
I was wondering.
Kale lives in Australia, though. So,
basically, you've got these things.
Thank you, Susan.
They are.
Oh, mate. Oh, I never played an Australian.
To anthropomorphize excessively, they are acting as if they're in some kind of shock, so it's quite easy to take them out without. Just stay out of where they're currently pointing their lasers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And shoot the ghoulies off. Right. Well, we'll do that then. And then once we've got all this sorted, we're presumably running out of time, so we should get the shuttle down.
Well, you're running out of time in terms of, you know, you've got maybe sort of 6 hours left on your suit.
Yeah.
Supplies.
This is what I'm thinking.
Mine might be slightly lower as it did vent a bit.
Well, the Vitrivians are running out of time on the basis that, you know, months, years, this base is just going to break.
Yeah. How's George getting on?
George.
There was a bit of an interruption to the language lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he's looking
at it. Hopefully we gave him some new phrases.
Yeah, and most of them profane. But
not in the face, you know, that sort of thing, yeah.
My spleen, yeah.
Basically, he has explained, you know, we come from another star and all the rest of it. This is a concept they're quite happy with. He has been very carefully not saying, and we could space lift you down to the planet. But they have They have come up with this for themselves and are requesting it.
Right.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we're still in direct communication with our ship, with our main ships anyway.
Yes. Yeah, it's just how we go about, you know, it. Whether we
are we allowed? You know, I mean, from my point of view, as the
it seems like the humane thing to do, doesn't it?
You know,
Vitruvian
thing.
One of the mission points is aliens should not be transported on by an or attached vessels for any reason.
We can't leave them here.
Yeah, but
clearly they don't have their own functional craft. Do they have a repairable craft? Something that maybe they're missing parts for.
Can just pressurize, and we could take through the atmosphere.
And we could just basically carry.
Yeah.
That's kind of letter of the law business, isn't it?
If Yvonne's been piloting the lander and taking a look at the base from the outside, I think she's going to laugh bitterly at this point, having seen what's left on the landing pads.
Mm-hmm. Right, so there isn't a shuttle in a collapsed hangar somewhere that we could
Is that rule for quarantine reasons, or is it for social reasons? Because quarantine, we can stay in our suits, we just completely decontaminate the shuttle when we get there. That's not going to be a huge problem.
Bear in mind that there are things that live in vacuum.
Okay. Not many, though.
Is there something we could place these aliens in which we would be able to take through re-entry?
The other thing is the absolute lack of possibility of the ship being hijacked. The absolute rule zero on this is no alien gets to find out where Earth is.
Right. Okay. Sure. Could we compartmentalise the shuttle so they're just in the back?
It does look as if it might be a bit more doable with if you use the landers and probably the space planes for actually getting down to the planet.
All right, so why don't we get back to the beer and old George can tell them we'll be back in, you know, many specials or whatever it is.
2,000 of your Vitruvian years.
3.2 rels.
Yeah. I would like, rather than... So there are more than one space plane, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay. So I would like...
Do we get one each?
Us, the...
I hope not. I can't.
A couple more of George's team to come also here. To basically speed up communication before we actually leave. So we're actually kind of leaving George and his team here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would strike me that what's really needed with that, because a few hours or whatever aren't going to make much of a difference, and he'd have to coordinate with the team, so I don't think we'd get a lot out of it. They're really talking, you know, months and years. But if he's got a framework for working out these languages and so on, which presumably he would have, because I would assume there's a standard type of thing that you have to adapt, if he could leave them on the planet with this, and some of our words that he can sort of work with, and try and fill in, you know, match up one of your words with a picture of whatever you're thinking of, so that we could perhaps come back and say, hi, we left a dictionary with you.
As long as there's no way they could possibly track that back to our origin.
But I don't think we put gold discs on everything, do we? That was kind of a one particular period.
The other thing we touched on last time was, haven't they potentially on the planet got some ground-to-air weapons?
Yeah, we did mention Megrathia, yes.
So... That,
and that Star Trek episode with the evolving weapon system that killed everybody.
Well, I think we absolutely can't risk being downed on their planet.
Mm. No, but we should be alright. I'm not planning on going.
That is a good way of
Well, it doesn't need all of us, does it?
Yeah, I mean, we can just enter orbit and then launch them through the torpedo tubes. I mean, it's...
They didn't say they wanted to get back in one piece.
Shem,
actually,
you sound
just be
like
one
me
big flat
playing
piece.
Kerbal Space Program. I'm sure this will work.
It's a really hard game.
Dear.
I'm actually horrifyingly now considering if it would work if we put them inside some sort of missile.
Work in what respect? This sounds very much like operation was a success. Oh, the patient died, yes, but the operation was...
No, so
what we need to do
Space
is
Marines
put the...
do a version of orbital insertion,
yeah,
where basically they are covered in a in essence a very large amount of ablative gel and
fired
into
down, the ground. Fired
into the back of foil.
What
and George is going to explain this to them, is he?
All we have to do, I've seen this film, put them in a fridge. Inertia is cancelled in a 50s era fridge.
Yeah. It's not. It's just not helping me that I'm still picturing these aliens as minions from the Gru films.
Who are not that far from Kerbals, are they?
No, there's a lot of crossover.
You mean the fridge was also alien technology?
No, 1950s, I think, wasn't it?
1950s aliens?
Must have been. I'm remembering. I'm playing the Indiana Jones game. It's very good. Anyway, I am worried about these ground-to-air missiles. Like, if we get downed, that's absolutely a violation of Rule Zero.
We just make sure we've got...
As well as my Rule Zero, which is never get abandoned on an alien planet.
Well, that's all right. The rule violation can be quickly rectified. Here is a suicide pill.
But we'd have to... We'd need a little fusion bomb to destroy everything.
No, they go down with just a little bit of water from your water bottle.
I'm
saying it's
about
ice nine.
We do have to protect Earth at all costs.
I don't think it's a problem. Bearing in mind they can't get off the moon themselves, I don't think it's an issue that they can get to Earth.
No, I'm not worried about taking them to Earth. I'm worried about the possibility... that there's still a war down there and we get caught between factions.
We've got a printer. We've got a 3D printer back at the ship, haven't we?
Yes. Several.
We know the tech level that they've got, don't we?
Well, on the moon we do.
They're at least space-faring.
Yeah.
Or they
we could just give them a one-off ship that would get them down.
Doesn't that tell them a lot about our tech?
Maybe a bit many of them to fit in one of the space planes.
How big is your 3D printer anyway? Because I'm thinking a bit of a scaling issue.
You can theoretically manufacture pretty much another shuttle if you're prepared to take the time over it and fasten it together correctly and all that kind of thing.
If only we had a bunch of engineers who are sitting around trying to blow us up anyway.
This isn't Magrathea.
They're all nerds, right? So they've presumably all got ranks in model making.
So George is saying that, well, they have certainly been in communication with those guys on the ground, and they do seem to be basically friendly. They have reported, those guys on the ground have reported attack by robots similar to the ones that were attacking us.
Yeah.
But on Earth, those guys on the ground is anyone from the Russians to the Cornish. So...
Wide spectrum.
Are they splintered in a similar... Are they a planetary
society?
Well, not
anymore. They're the survivors.
Do we have concrete reason to think they have weapons that we need to worry about?
Yes.
Yeah, we've
Can we tell where they are?
Yes.
Can we just go somewhere else?
Do we have countermeasures?
Well, that's where the settlement is.
Yeah, I think we just need to make sure we've got countermeasures. We surely have drones and things that we can sacrifice and...
Well, if they're
Wait a minute, this is a sort of a traveller game. Can't we just pitch a load of sand out the back? That's what normally happens, isn't it?
It's probably using a pulling the old-fashioned stuff that it doesn't notice that and just goes straight through and shoots it.
No, but it causes it to explode. That's the terrific thing. You get hit by some highly accelerating stack, particularly if we leave it in the bag.
But the problem is we can't trust them in the sense that if they want to elevate their society, they may be willing to sacrifice their own lives to lie to us and say, oh, they won't shoot you. That's what we do.
How's it going to elevate their society? Well, us all getting shot down in a fiery
ball of death.
Because then
they
get
to look over our tech.
Well, yeah, they're terrific. Their tech is carbon-based, about 4 inches square, and very brittle.
Remember Roswell.
Exactly. We don't want to be...
I think that the moral thing to do is to help these guys. Imagine if you were in their situation.
I agree.
And I am, I have to say, warming to the thought of you being stranded on a moon. But just imagine if you were in their situation.
Did you come to my moral quandaries workshop? It was in the third month of the voyage.
I agonised over it, but decided not to.
it was at the same time as the Pirates class. Thing.
I think I was asleep.
Let's do it. Let's get back.
I was there, but I was asleep.
It wasn't high.
Let's get back. Partition a shuttle. Just make sure that they're in a cage or something. And we'll come back and get them. And we'll... take something that's got several drones on the outside. We must have people who know more about anti-missile defences than I do.
And surely, I mean, if they're...
It's not so much missiles, it's large calibre autocannon. Your basic AAA.
Can we dodge?
They're probably also...
I used to be in the AAA, I never had an autocannon.
I mean, they've been having a war. They know that we've got good enough tech to... come to their planet.
They are happy to tell the Trivians here are quite happy to tell the people on the ground, hey guys, this is us, don't shoot us down.
Mm. Yeah.
But they might not be the ones shooting.
Mm-hmm. Well, they
might
can
not even be
also
saying that.
There is only the one surviving settlement.
That's all we're hoping, yeah.
We
want these guys to say, look, we're getting a lift, we're coming down, we'll use our standard signal, blah, 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 blah. It's an old code, but it still...
checks out, sir.
Still checks out. And we'll go in and do it. We'll be in and out before you know. You'll be home for tea and a pint at the Winchester.
Mm-hmm. How's about that for a slice of fried gold?
Exactly.
Can we As we're coming
first, do
down,
no harm. Isn't that what you lot say?
I'm not a medical doctor. Again,
first, do no harm. That's, as I recall.
No, that's definitely not a... If you'd come to my amateur dramatic lesson, you would have learnt ham is very much on the menu.
Vegetarian, veterinarian, what's...
Can we rig up the speaker so as we descend, it can go na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na?
Or so play you Ride of the Valkyries.
Valkyries, that's, yeah, that's thinking, exactly yeah. what I was thinking.
You see, we have very different approaches to first contact.
Rock and roll, hallelujah. You know.
Come on, yeah. let's do this. Let's do something good for these people. Let's not assume everybody's out to kill us. It's a mistake you only make once, I admit, but, you know.
I mean, these people all killed Isn't each other. It's not that
no,
they...
No, they got killed by robots, didn't they?
Well, yeah, on this planet, but presumably there wasn't a robot uprising.
The important thing is that the other team lost. Well, these guys are the winners, so I think they deserve, at the very least, a round of applause.
Yeah, these are the Daleks.
Mm. I don't know why, just, it's because you said winners.
You've got 100 or so people here, and although they are smaller than your kind of people, tramming them to an acceleration couch doesn't seem to be very likely to work. So you're looking at basically 10 trips.
Apropos of nothing, well, apropos of winners, which sounds a bit like weeners, mm-hmm. I had a submission from a dog today, and the vet had written, mass is the size of a sausage, and it is the shape of a sausage. it's just like, a very, very strange way.
Has this dog eaten a sausage recently?
It's just a dog with a sausage.
A large boulder the size of a medium boulder is blocking the road.
anyway, carry on.
Let's do the thing. We ignore right. Dr. Radish's concerns.
We will absolutely promise, as much as language will allow, we will be back. Right. It's not like they
just
can do anything anyway.
Just see how this goes, though. We do one trip, right? And when we get down there, at some point, these guys could send something up to the moon. Why don't we see if they still have that capability to do it in the next few months?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any parts or anything that we can help with or fabricate, we can just do that for them. And then they can fetch the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't make 10 trips. We don't open ourselves up to that much risk.
What you're basically saying is that we need...
10 trips would take a few hours. The mission isn't really going to stay here for a few months.
No.
We're not going to stay for a few months. I'm just talking about, you know, they at some point they had the technology to put these guys on the moon.
Yes, and they possibly used to blow each other into tiny little bits.
Yeah, possibly because the robots kept blowing up the shuttles. I guess they stopped sending them. Mm. But if they still have the capability, then if we just take a load of guys down, they can say, right, yep, you're fine up there now. They've disabled all the robots. Everything's cool.
You saw nothing that looked like a space launch capability.
You would have thought they would... Well, we don't know. Maybe
so 10 trips it is, though. Come on.
10 trips, yeah.
Let's get to move on.
Well, let's see. If we get blown up on the first trip, we won't do any more.
Yeah. And honestly, they must be able to calculate that if we've got enough technology to come to their planet, we've also got enough technology to entirely obliterate their settlement from orbit if they shoot us down.
It's a very implied threat. It's very British Empire.
Yeah, we are just going to make sure that they know we're the good guys and we've got their people on board. Hmm.
We'd just like you to read this booklet on the Anglo-Zanzibar War. Well, it's more of a pamphlet, really. It wasn't a very long war.
I mean, my thought is basically go drop me down on the first
and you'll have the planet sterilised within a week.
No.
Well, the other thing to bear in mind is these are... Both the shuttle and the lander, you've got basically two crew seats and 10 passenger seats. And have two crew actively participating in flying the thing.
Presumably you can seal off the crew deck. Yeah.
So that's I'm happy to go down as a passenger.
I can actually fly a small craft, so I suppose...
I can actually fly a small craft, I'm surprised to notice.
I don't think you're that kind of doctor.
No.
I actually can fly a small craft.
Oh, well,
everybody apart from the space marine.
Why don't we take
a small craft?
Yeah. Why don't we take the doctor back to the
shop and see if they'll do an exchange?
Back to the Endeca.
I don't know whether I can actually have a team from either the ship or whatever, or even potentially say borrow.
We don't really want you sharing an airspace with them. I'm not planning on
sharing an airspace, but I mean, are there a couple of other people who are at least to Mason's level of competency in a fight?
There's a small security team. Yeah, I mean they're not Marines, but
well, no, I mean, but you know, I can.
Jethro's taking a couple of red shirts down to the planet.
Well, no, but my thought is if I can take a small detachment down, we go down on the first one, secure the area, make sure nobody's playing silly buggers, and I potentially bring some of my more interesting... Actually, no, I haven't got that.
I feel like you've spotted an opportunity to be promoted from Sergeant Jethro to Supreme Planetary Overlord.
We're concerned about potentially giving these aliens technology they shouldn't have, I think you taking... some interesting toys down to the planet is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I get the temptation, but I feel
have to say,
like the armoured battlesuit should probably stay away.
With, Felix, isn't it? It's Felix, I think.
Yeah,
I'm kind of agreeing with Felix.
We're not expecting
any resistance because this is a rescue mission. It's a goodwill, an ambassadorial trip.
It is.
We're going to take Ferrero Rocher and everything. It'll all be hugs and kisses.
In the Vitruvian tongue, is the worst insult imaginable.
No Vitruvian tongue, thank you very much.
No, it's just that Ferrero Rocher induces immediately terminal anaphylactic shock.
But it still solves a problem, doesn't it?
Okay, I agree. Minimum contact. Yeah. I don't think we should even be in the back with them. Pile in, we land,
well,
they
I
get
wasn't
out,
planning
we
on getting
off.
Out of the...
we'll just stay in the crew quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as we know, there are things that can survive.
There I was in the back of a transport shuttle with 8 Vitruvians.
Yeah, but
thought it could happen to me.
Yeah. If there's things that could survive, we've already got that because we've already. I mean, we've not taken our helmets off, but we've actually been in close proximity to them.
You've got punctured, yeah.
And I got punctured actually. To be fair, in a vacuum.
So my mate got punctured by this vacuum worm, and all I got was this lousy.
So, apart from, you know, breaking all the rules, are we going with this?
I'm fine, as long as it's...
I thought we should discuss logistics more while we're just there.
I'd just like to get back to
space.
The ship at some point, because I know we've got a limited amount of air.
I'm all for it.
Under
extreme pressure from the rest of the command crew, and due to my own personal feelings on the matter, I've chosen to ignore prohibitions against transporter sentience aboard under my own authority as commander of Bayan. I do not take this action lightly and recognise the danger sentience pose, but a blanket rule against seemed unfair. In my judgment, these beings present no danger and require our assistance. I'm prepared to give them that assistance as a fellow citizen of the galaxy.
Oh, please click here to accept all cookies.
Unfortunately, the cookies induce immediate anaphylactic shock.
From this point, I am just documenting it as the journalist, the resident journalist.
Is that all you are? You're a doctor, but...
I'm a doctor, I'm a journalist, I'm a bum.
Mostly a bum.
Do people call you Space Cowboy? I mean, it's...
only one
gangster of love.
To be fair, you mostly travel around, so actually, technically, you probably are a hobo rather than a bum.
Travel around for work, yeah.
Iterant bum.
Iterant traveller, hobo.
If you accept work, you're a hobo. If you travel without looking for work, you're a tramp.
I'm the fifth iteration of this talk.
Just incrementally improve.
Yeah.
And your battery life goes down. All right, we can do this. We've got official dispensation.
Well, that's good. Now the buck doesn't stop with us, I'm much less worried.
Jethro is on call for an emergency, I think.
I would still like to be down on the planet... while the shuttle's going backwards and forwards, so that in the event there is something... Right.
Well, we can send you in one of those Mylar balloons filled with asbestos or whatever they were.
can I...
You'll be down by the time we get there.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Or the old
I
moose
really
pack.
Would prefer not to do it. I've done two of those in simulation, four of those in reality. And can I just say,
you're an expert.
I was 2 inches taller when I first started doing them.
Well, you are a bit intimidating. You could lose another inch.
No.
No, then your suit wouldn't fit anymore.
No, we'll get that taken in.
Well, if Jethro's staying down,
couple of darts around the front there.
Maybe I should stay down just to document things.
But my thought is that I would like to go down with a small security squad.
Wouldn't we all?
Not think, bearing in mind that we're at a pretty rudimentary level of language, that they really might get the wrong idea?
Well, we're not going to land anywhere. We're going to land where it's an hour or two away from them anyway.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I don't give a flying dodo. We're going to land for a couple
yeah,
of
but
hours.
That, presumably
no, we land,
have,
we're going to land the guys near to where the...
They presumably have tracked vehicles and things wheels.
We're going
vehicles.
To land.
No, land outside their base.
The most vehicle you've seen is fishing boats.
Really, we're not going to drop these guys and say, I don't know if you've got a local equivalent of a compass, but good luck.
We want to peek at their society as well.
There's that, yeah. We can, you know, get nice close-ups for the
you
calendar.
You
want to
play peekaboo, you can play peekaboo. I can tell you now, from a security point of view, we ain't landing where they can actually have any heavy, where they can have pre-prepared heavy weapons. Thank you.
The captain said it's fine. We can do what we
okay,
like.
Okay, off you go. You go in it then. I'll wave goodbye from the ship.
Righto.
All right, Jethro. I do think, I know just because you're paranoid they aren't out to get you, but aren't necessarily... Oh, never mind.
let us assume that basically surrounding that their base are lots of robots who are just waiting for something
Jethro,
like that.
We'd be able
your
to
mind
check
is a
that,
terrifying
wouldn't we?
Place to live in.
I would also
again, looking at the orbital photos, you can see where there appear to have been fights against possibly robots.
No,
and leaving these guys 2 hours away from a place surrounded by robots isn't exactly very good, is it?
I'm more than happy for it to be by a waterway that they could then send a boat down, but that's fine. But,
no, I think I'm with Mason. I mean, think of the optics of this. We've got to just send
I don't
in
give a
flying
Jesus, dodo.
He said optics, I'm reloading.
Yeah. I don't give a flying dodo about the optics. We're not going to be around for much longer. And we're doing them a solid. So, you know.
The chance to study the impact of this society.
2 hours away is closer than the moon.
Well, in fact, it's not the distance in that regard, is it? It's more the intervening space.
But
you just say beat, they always fall for that.
Hmm. Oh, I think I've been won over by Mason's honeyed words. I think
I incline to Mason. I can see Jethro's point. So obviously, you know, he has got this very heavy responsibility.
Absolutely,
I
understand that. But I think
call me an old
fuddy-duddy
who
You're
doesn't
old
want
fuddy-duddy.
Who doesn't want his ship, who doesn't want his space, his shuttle blasted out to the sky, especially with
a
very pretty. Pilot on board.
Now we get to it. Here it all this preamble
is to basically make sure Yvonne is available to have drinks with me back, tomorrow.
Well, I'm arranging a drinks reception.
A thing that may in this case possibly affect your thinking. She's not a shuttle pilot, she's a lander pilot. She won't be getting any closer to the planet than low orbit.
Oh, excellent. Fantastic. There we are. Right. No problem. I'll let whichever idiots wants to fly the shuttle and I'll basically make sure that she's okay.
Is there anyone on board who is actually quite good at flying a shuttle before we volunteer?
I'm one. Is anyone?
Same.
I've only got small craft one.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually planning on being a pilot of any sort.
Presumably they've got
to be fair, I've got explosive one.
I've got investigate, so I can look at the crash scene afterwards.
Week. I've got small pilot small and flyer wing. Which between them should be enough, I feel.
Yeah, flyer wing is more the shuttle skill.
I will do it, and let's have a quick chat with Yvonne and ask her to look after Jethro while we rescue people.
Yeah, I've only got a zero in the flyer.
Yeah, me too. So let's
Felix.
Friedrich.
Change my name.
Think of Felix Leiter.
Mm-hmm. He gets almost his legs Felix Leiter.
And sometimes he's black, only sometimes he isn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jive turkey.
What?
Let's take a first compliment of people. Maybe the wounded.
I want to witness it so I can do a good
do they, well, can we work out if they've got any actual hierarchy or anything?
However, let's ask George.
There was a base commander, and it seems to have become an inherited position over the years.
Well, this is Wally, isn't it, basically?
Mm. But the base commander is insisting that he will be the last off the base.
Oh, how very bold of him.
No, always goes down with the ship.
We don't know. They're better placed.
Well, we need somebody there who's got kind of a degree of standing or authority to speak to the people.
Of course he's
going to
be the last one off the base. He's the one who's got to frag all the hard disks.
He's probably the only one with the key to lock up after him.
Yeah.
Pull down the roll.
He's probably the only one who still knows how to
delete his browser history.
Yeah, basically.
I just see him staggering up the lander ramp with an armful of light bulbs. He will send his second in command with the first team because this is somebody the guys on the ground will know and recognize from voice and so on.
And he should presumably know the protocols and what's been said so far.
I have been kidnapped by aliens.
Most importantly, don't shoot.
Right, let's do it. We're doing it.
Okay. Right, well, let's see.
Now, there are only two spaces for pilots, so if you two are going to be in the flyer, I'll wait, I guess.
Yeah, I want to observe.
I'll be on comms.
On our ship,
The name of which I've forgotten, even though I think it's something like Explorer in German.
Entdecker.
And not Van der Becken.
No, that was Barry, what's his name, wasn't it, Van der Valk?
No, I was thinking of the Flying Dutchman, but, you know.
Oh, the Flying Dutchman. Well, no.
Not Barry Cryer.
Barry Cryer was not in Van der Valk, no. Although it was a Barry with curly hair, so it could have been.
Yeah. I know the one.
Jesus.
Oh, Roger.
Yeah.
So, I almost dream of a railroad adventure where we stay absolutely...
No, you don't.
You shouldn't give me a flyer wing roll.
Flyer wing roll. Roll
you
some
do
thighs.
The wing, I'll do the prayer.
What stat is it based on?
Oh, dex.
So I think that is a 9. A 10.
Yep, that's no problem. So on the one hand, you know, there are no instruments to guide you in, or at least no radio nav aids that you would recognise.
No guy with the little cones?
It's a bit late for that. But on the other hand, this is designed for rough fields and indeed unprepared landing spots and stuff like that. So that is a thing you can do.
And you were a scout after all.
Yeah.
So you get there is an obvious landing field. It doesn't look as if there's a whole lot flying these days, but they're keeping it at least moderately clear. Mm-hmm. And there is a whole lot of Vitruvians off to the side, nudging each other, and do we dare approach yet?
Mm-hmm.
Have they not set fire to two rows of them to guide us in?
Is this the sort of craft where there's a cool down period before it's safe for anyone to get near?
You need a few minutes, yeah.
Have we really taken an hour to do this? I've just noticed the time. Yeah,
just be glad there weren't any doors to open.
We are pretty much playing this adventure in real time, yes.
So, another 50-odd days. And...
Thank God we're not on a generation ship, is all I can say.
After it's cooled off a bit, they mm-hmm. do start coming closer, presumably open the hatch. And the Vitruvians in the back climb out.
Does it seem to go okay?
Clearly everybody knows that they ought to be rejoicing, but it's a bit weird to be, holy crap, I'm actually here on this planet that I've been
looking at. A lot of them have never
actually stepped out and fall over.
Their bones immediately snap.
most
foot taller than everyone else.
Yeah.
Mm. But they do a quick high 10. Little joke there, because they got multiple arms.
So yeah.
No, we were there. We're
exchange hugs, crush each other.
On the inside.
Yeah.
And then as we fire up the engines to go, we tragically incinerate
the entire rescue plane. And never land again. And never speak of it ever again.
It's all right. There's another 90 of them. We'll get some of them down safely.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, yeah, once they have got people talking face-to-face, it all seems to go pretty smoothly. There's clearly a certain amount of reluctance about leaving the base, but no, nobody's giving it, making any trouble about it.
And no evidence of us, any hostile actions at all towards us.
I mean, they can surely develop another rocket to get up there, you know?
They will eventually, yeah.
Just weld a few robots together.
That's space elevator.
You notice, Felix, with the approach over the sea, yeah, that here is a radioactive crater where a major robot assault happened.
Excellent.
So wonderful. was it the organics versus the machines, or was it different?
No, it's just that this particular settlement happened to be the last one to survive, and the robot troops on the... Well, there were robot troops surviving on both sides to start with.
Okay. Yeah. Fascinating.
Mm.
But they can rebuild now. They can get into their punk mohawk and motorcycle stage, and then they can move from there into probably a barbarian-style sword and sorcery thing against the Dark Lord. I've seen many tapes about this.
Might be some sort of sorcerer, you know.
We must build a crossbow. What is a coach spring, anyway?
Is there...
I'm going to observe
what I can
observe.
Is there some useful advice we could give them? Apart from stop developing murder robots?
Be excellent to each other.
They have kind of stopped that already, like about 100 years ago.
Mm. If you get pretty much nuked into the Stone Age, it becomes a self-correcting problem.
That's true.
Yeah, you know.
At least for a while.
Bang the rocks together, guys.
Well, basically, you've got a whole load of perhaps not formally educated, but definitely practically trained environmental maintenance and general technicians.
Telephone sanitizers.
being added to this essentially fishing village. So.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay. They'll be good. They've got loads of advanced stuff in those robots. There's bound to be stuff they can salvage and repurpose. They'll know how to do things like... Actually, I was just going to say, you know, basic smelting and everything, but in fact, there's no guarantee that they actually know how to do any of the basics.
No.
Sanitation.
In which case, it'll all go out, but yeah, that'll be
funny.
Funny
you should say about sanitation, because, of course, we are putting people from a sterile environment down onto a planet.
It's not that sterile, though, is it, really?
I've suddenly got some worries.
Multi-generational stuff. I mean, obviously, Jethro wouldn't give a flying dodo about this, but yeah.
I don't know, Jethro seems to be terribly upset about all of this stuff. He's a real stickler.
I think this is a fascinating sociological experiment.
No, I mean, I reckon that in reality, we've probably put that everybody who goes down is doomed. On the other hand, they may have sperm that survives. So.
They may kill everyone else on the planet.
Yeah. I mean, you could be looking on the downside there, Jethro. It's perfectly possible that these, shall we call them, lunar aliens will in fact be the ones to survive the plague, whereas everyone who's on the planet won't.
Yeah. They've presumably got advanced medical technology on the... Just as they did...
Band-Aid.
On the Apollo mission. Okay, I'm feeling less good about this, Jethro's done a really good thing.
We've done our best. We give them whatever useful advice we can.
Can we promise never to come back and see what happens?
Well, we won't.
They show you a sketch of the statue they're planning to make. Well, several
out of
statues.
Mud.
Jane
from...
Dr. Radish heroically throwing the explosive. They've captured you perfectly going...
Tray in one hand.
The human war cry.
Yeah, absolutely.
If George can leave them with some sort of language framework to operate on, and if we can get their frequencies and so on so that we can say hi if we're back this way.
It might serve Earth well to have them think we're benevolent allies.
Yeah, I mean, mostly what he's been doing is learning their language rather than the other way around, because he's the friendly. Yeah, so.
But that sort of sets him up then to be able to convey a few, you know, greetings, goodbyes. Mm-hmm. Could we actually put a satellite in orbit?
There's a fair bit of debris, but yeah.
I wonder if that would be any advantage.
I'm fascinated by the idea. Is there any risk they could... Like, if they find our frequency, could they track us, lead us
now,
back home?
It's funny you say that, because the reason I'm thinking of putting a satellite in place is something that can just keep track of if, say, there is a launch and let us know.
I mean, we could get it so that basically it then becomes a kinetic killer.
Okay, now we're moving on. Everything's
thrust,
very much a nail
the marine.
Through your viewpoint, isn't it, Jethro?
Where would it go if it detected a launch? That's the other thing.
Yeah, well, you know, it could broadcast out a bit, and I imagine by then we'll have expanded this way a bit. Mm. Well, no, you know, it's... was it Philomena Kunk said? Light is faster than sound, which is why some people appear bright before you hear them speak.
Some of the stuff that Charlie Brooker wrote is evil beyond belief, isn't it?
Is it true King Arthur came a lot? Anyway.
Henry VIII had 6 wives, all called Catherine. He was a Catherine-aholic. Or Catholic for short.
Meanwhile, the landings continue until morale improves.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the base is evacuated. The commander insists on being the last being off.
Right. Yep.
We shall salute and leave this planet belongs to us thing in orbit. Mm-hmm. And
all your base belong to us.
Yeah.
And then as we leave, we shall vaporize their moon.
Okay, I think
excuse me,
we
sir,
did
that
a good
quite
thing.
A lot of energy.
That's fine. It's fine.
We'll just push it, give it a nudge into the gravity well of the planet. It's fine.
Oh yeah, that doesn't require any energy at all, does it? Wait, nudging a moon.
It actually doesn't. It's already in the gravity well of the planet. That's kind of why it's a moon.
Right. So. Yeah. Right. Fair point.
We can scoop it for fuel, surely.
scooping is a variant of litho braking. So.
Okay, we did a good thing.
I think we're absolutely sure
there'll be no negative consequences.
And the important thing is that we're not going to come back to check on the results.
Yeah.
Well, we might, but that would be ages ago.
Our children's children might.
No. We're going to erase all evidence of this planet even existing.
I'm writing up a...
Kill
a
George.
...stirring... a Kip... Kipling-esque tale of derring do,
and nobody will be able to contradict you.
Exactly. Can I make a writing roll to see how the shizzle it is?
Yeah, with int.
Well, I've not got a negative on int anymore. I got cleverer in that last bit.
How much cleverer, Doc?
You've rolled double one of
me. No, I haven't. I've rolled 1 and a 2.
Amazing.
It's Kipling-esque, but in the bad way.
Yes. It will definitely sell cakes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Dan Brown levels of awfulness.
No, it's an advert for cakes, and it's all slurs. Yeah.
All right. Never mind. That's disappointing.
Yeah. I think we've done well there.
I got a 5 in total. That's not awful. It's just suboptimal.
It's not. It's just a failure.
Yeah.
We've done that. We can just fix things up, move on, get on with the next bit of the mission. I think we're on a roll here.
Yeah,
all we've got to do is just not worry too much that we've got some saboteur trying to kill us all.
Wavy lines.
We forward a couple of months ahead, and
training our skills.
Yes, you can take your second skills improvement.
So do we just add
it? What does that involve?
So did you write down what you were in the process of training?
I'm training cybernetics.
Do we get level 0?
No,
or
I don't think
one?
So.
Right. Okay. So each 8-week period of which you've just finished the second one, you get a chunk of skill bonus. You need to decide at the start of that period what it is, and then at the end of it, you get it.
Okay, so I wrote down engineer.
Yeah, so that chunk if you don't have the skill at all, it gets you a level zero. Mm-hmm. If you had it at level zero, it gets you it or one of the specializations at level one.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to raise a level one to higher than that, then you need multiple chunks.
Right.
Basically, equal to the level you're going up to.
Experimenting with cybernetics on the ship's monkey.
Right.
I'm sorry to call Jethro the ship's monkey. It seems the most appropriate moniker. Either that or I've created a cyber guinea pig with a headband.
Can I also assume that I have got all my hit points back?
Oh, yes, please. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we've finished picking up all the bits, and they can now be glued back in place.
Oh, I need to pick another skill to train in, then.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We were quick enough to do this, weren't we? Took an hour to get those bastards back down to the planet, but...
But that's because we're thoroughly going through all the moral implications. It was like almost like real role-playing, but not.
And realizing
technically, you only have to get the bad halfway.
we did more than halfway.
And then just let gravity take effect, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Cybernetic ears. Oh, maybe I could have a look at your eye, Mason.
Well, because you've got some skill in cybernetic ears. Why would I let you look at my eye? Because I don't think gaze lovingly
into it. I could make
it
work better. I've been reading a lot on the trip.
Right, you've got a correspondence course in cybernetics and you want me to open up my eye?
This magazine I've got, I've already got the first three pieces of cybernetic ear that I can install. We'll just have to wait for the next 50 issues.
So anyway,
I'm just going to pick another science skill.
So anyway,
How about actually being a doctor?
I'm not that kind of doctor.
But you
have you got any medical training?
I've got it first
buggery.
Aid. I'm a doctor, not a doctor.
Mm-hmm. I have put them mechanic as my thing to learn.
Look, the doctor from Doctor Who isn't a doctor, is he? He's a doctor.
Yes, he is.
Just the doctor.
Yes, he's got a medical degree from Edinburgh.
Oh, has he? Okay, well. Fuck him then. Sorry.
Oh, well, you know, Scots degrees.
Yeah.
The Royal Dick School. Oh, no, that's the veterinary one.
sorry, remind me, when you gain a new skill, is it start at zero?
Yes. Zero, yes.
Cool.
And you don't need to pick a specialisation until you get to a level one.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I have learned to use a weapon.
Oh, maybe I should do that. No.
Yes, please, for the love of God. I can't
you guys.
He's not that kind of doctor. First, do no harm.
No! Not that kind of doctor either.
Where's First, do no harm except to thine own liver.
Oh, he's that kind of doctor.
That's any kind of doctor.
Right, I can just get back to wearing my leather jacket and looking cool.
So the next stage is at 175 light years cumulative distance, 113 days into the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to cross the first rift.
A rift, you say?
This isn't going to be like a badger bag equator type of thing, is it?
I don't know, since I've never heard that term, and I don't think I want to.
ridiculous crossing the equator.
Rubbed yeah.
Oh, I see,
whatever.
I see. No, nothing like that. No human has ever done this before, so there's nobody, no old hand to say.
We could invent one.
I feel, if I were a saboteur...
Hey, Horace, that's not a problem with the airlock. I think you better check it out.
If I were a saboteur, this is the sort of point at which I would sabotage.
Yes, it does strike me as potentially.
So I was going to suggest to the to the command team that possibly spending a week just with everybody cross checking everyone else's code might be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Who was actually doing the investigation? Was that still ongoing?
Yeah, it was the head of programming, but all things were pointing back to her, which she seemed quite surprised at. because she didn't think
she... Oh, well, that's
she
good
had,
enough for me.
Because she, she didn't think she was the saboteur, but basically everything, the fiendish people had pointed it to her.
So you also, you know, somebody logged in as her on this terminal over here when she was in that other ship over there.
Yes.
Yeah, but you've convinced her that it really was her, and so she's in custody.
No,
now
she's not the most
confessed.
No, she's not the most unattractive girl in the world, and at the end of the day, I am playing James T. Kirk. So,
no attractive woman can be guilty of
James
anything.
James T.
Too
Kirk,
serious.
Jethro Kirkin, you see.
I thought it was Kerin.
K-E-R-K-I-N.
Oh, you're missing a K there.
Yeah, you've got a Kirk in.
Have I got to put the Kirk? K there. Shameful.
Well, you come in peace with that word.
That's just M-E-R-K-I-N.
I'm sorry, Roger. That was the look of despair.
So, the
rift.
The basic idea here is you start on just this side of it. Discharge all the drives as far as possible. Dock all the subcraft, because only Bayern has the special disposable drive for this.
Mm-hmm.
Disposable, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. They've got to throw the drive away.
Does it have two of them, at least?
It has four drives total. And if all four of them get used up, then the subcraft can propel the whole flotilla, if needed, at lower speed.
So what actually is a rift?
It's not really an astronomical phenomenon as such. It's just a gap of greater than 7.7 light years.
Okay, so we can't...
Between systems? Or...
Yeah.
Right.
So they're basically overcharging one engine to jump further?
No, it's much more subtle than that.
Basically, they jump, they get halfway, they throw the engine away, and then they jump with another engine that they've basically kept in cold storage.
Yeah, only the... That is basically the layman's description they use in the cartoon for the kids.
Okay.
Which is why the Marine knows it.
I'm quite relaxed. That's as much as, to be fair, that's as much as Jethro.
Why do
really
they need
needs.
To throw away the old one then?
Okay,
that's Newton's law, isn't it?
No.
The push of that going out the back propels us forward.
Everyone
doesn't it interfere with the other one?
A drive is online or offline.
Right.
And if it, and normally, in a normal working spaceship, the drive just stays online permanently.
Right.
If it is in a gravity well, then it can reduce charge, bleed it off and keep running. If it is outside a gravity well and travelling, it builds up charge. And if it goes over roughly 7.7 light years, there is an interesting and exciting phenomenon called drive relaxation.
Well, that doesn't sound quite as relaxing as you might expect.
It doesn't necessarily blow up, but it might. But you know that 7 point whatever limit might not necessarily be actually that. It might be several hundred times that.
It depends on technically what you regard as blow up. I mean, there are nuclear transformations, and there are a lot of high energy photons released. So
yeah,
and there's no way of discharging while you're mid-rift.
And some of the ships just simply vanish. Some of them explode.
What do you mean some? How many idiots have done this?
Can't we just
you've met
it and discharge
You've met
it,
the army, know? Right?
Okay. Is this the only rift on the way to Proxima?
That depends on the exact route, but which you haven't been fully able to measure yet. And the plan is theoretically to come back at that, maybe a different way anyway. So... The online... highly charged drive cannot be taken offline without triggering relaxation, which is why it's going to be mm-hmm. jettisoned. And then it can do the drive relaxation at a suitable distance from the ship.
It's relaxation in the same way a sphincter relaxes, I think.
Catastrophically.
Actually, yes.
Okay.
So the hard bit is actually bringing the next drive online, because normally you do this in basically round a planet. And you've got these nice simple gravitational stress patterns, and you can measure those, you can feed that into the drive, and it says, right, fine, I'm online, boss.
Right.
In relatively flat space, you mm-hmm. need to measure it a lot more precisely. And so what you have, in fact, is the only existing prototype of the Generation 2.5 drive tuner, which is essentially a horribly sensitive gravitometer.
Right. Did you say prototype?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to get another beer.
Pro is good, though, right?
Oh, pro is great.
You wouldn't want an amateur type.
Well, I don't know. They're doing it for the love of the thing. Pro suggests money may have changed hands.
You think you lost the sense of adventure, lost the sense of sporting spirit?
I think bought the bloody thing on Timu is more likely, but we shall see.
Well, this was provided by Hyde Dynamics, who make the Generation 1, Generation 2 tuners, which are not widely used, quite specialised pieces of equipment.
To be fair, I would have thought, actually, Shim, your character probably is one of the few who would have used that sort of stuff, because it's the sort of thing scouts use.
I thought scouts just used a slide rule. Thought they were real men in the scouts.
All right, think of it as a very big slide rule.
Shim's scouts, not my scouts.
Yeah, we can, you know, count without using our fingers.
Yeah.
Or anyone's fingers.
Mike.
Or these fingers. We don't know whose they are. They were in the ship when I took control.
There's a reason why Marines tend to take trophies. Got a row of dried fingers for counting. It's like an abacus.
An edible abacus.
Well, I quite like the idea of doing that with ears.
I'm sorry, eating them talking. Or using them as an abacus?
Using them as an abacus.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the character talking or is that Mark talking?
Well, the kaffir...
Hard to tell.
The kaffir ears, obviously, are...
I wish you wouldn't say that.
Kaffir?
Yeah.
Bug people?
Hang on, I think the beer is returning.
But in the good way.
Thank God you're back.
How are you doing?
Well, it's gone very, very dark and possibly racist.
Oh.
You weren't even here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shim.
Yes, let's move on for that discussion so Nick can just be tantalised. And look at...
I'll have to listen to the recording.
No, you don't want to know what he was doing with an abacus.
We will... Okay, again, if I were a saboteur, which I'm not, I would be sabotaging the spare drives, unless I were on the ship, in which case I wouldn't.
Well,
everybody's going to be on the ship.
Everybody's on the ship by definition, because...
But obviously I don't want to... be horribly killed in space. Someone else might.
No, you might, because it might be all political.
I assure you, I do not want to be killed in space. But a hypothetical saboteur might be fine with that.
In
any would
case.
Like to survive space.
So the plan is to go about 3 light years across this 10-ish light year rift.
Right.
Jettison the old drive, bring the new drive online, do a short hop to test it.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, and then jettison the old drive.
Right.
Good.
That makes more sense.
They have checklists for this. They do not rely on the GM's fathomable memory.
Oh, turn it round. Oh, damn it.
Okay.
And then if it's working, jettison the drive and continue with the new one.
Well, what you really need is someone to document the first successful rift crossing by the human species.
Yeah, but unfortunately they've read your writings and
what a scorcher.
Gamma photons. Friend or enemy?
Can it prevent cancer?
Yeah.
Is there anything useful we can do in terms of detecting potential sabotage?
I believe prayer is an option in many way cultures.
Yeah, I don't want to be... I'm in any way involved with this, then we've got no chance. So. I haven't got cosmology, Sandy.
I'm an intelligence agent, primarily. you know, I'm not so good on the big details like this.
Why don't we organise a workshop?
None of you does engineers.org, right? Just to check.
No.
I'm going to be on the sensors and things and that kind of end of it, really.
Sure.
I'm documenting.
Crossing
it.
Things out in thick black pen.
I think, alerted by Felix, we are going to be on the lookout for anything. Yeah. So we're all docked to the Ent Decker now, we're not?
Yes.
Is that right?
No.
Yeah.
You are all docked to the Bayern.
Are we all on board the Ent Decker, or are we just stuck?
Well, probably not. I mean, the other thing, all of the larger ships except the Ent Decker have some sort of spin habitat for gravity. So
we've got no gravity normally.
Yeah. So apart from the very boring lots of time with the exercise bikes, you may well find that your crew tends to drift across to Bayern more often than the others, because it's just easy to have spin gravity.
But they obviously haven't attended my zero gravity masturbation classes.
Velcro, I thought that was a one-off.
Well, I thought it was accidental. It is, because when globules of semen fry your electronics, then it tends to be a one-off, yeah.
So what Nicole in particular would like you to do, because she's having worked with you before on the probe sabotage, is basically keep an eye out for anything that seems out of place.
We'll have a
plan. That doesn't mean Dr. Radish.
Holy crap, what am I doing? I'm on a spaceship.
What happened?
I thought
I was in a drunken stupor on Proxima.
The drugs finally wear off, and Dr. Radish discovers
still a priest.
All right,
and he's on the wrong side of an hour again.
Oh no, it's a confessional.
It's just the most common fantasy on this spaceship seems to be spacing Dr. Radish.
No. It's not a common fantasy. I'd describe it as a plan.
My memoir, Dr. Feynman, had Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman. Mine is going to be called Spacing Dr. Radish.
I take it it's not going to be an autobiography so much as a recollection by somebody who knew you vaguely.
And
or is it going to be like an O.J. Simpson thing? You know, I didn't space Dr. Radish, but if I had, here's how I would have done it.
Dr. Radish, wake up.
Aww.
So, it all goes fairly smoothly to start with.
Brilliant.
Why do you say to start with?
Roger, thank you.
Well, I'm about to continue, if I may be.
I'm not sure we should be allowed to continue.
Oh, right, the ship blows up, you're all dead then. Next campaign. Oh. Basically, there is we've gone out the 3-point-something light years. We're now sitting in space, mapping the local space-time to try to get a good image of the local gravitational stress, as minimal as they are, in order to bring the new drive online. And, Mason, one of the engineers calls you. You running any power systems on that Decker?
Anything unusual? No, nothing at the moment. I don't believe. I can check.
It might not be you, but yeah, wouldn't mind.
Let me just run a check. I put my hand over the microphone and say over my shoulder, is anybody running any power systems? I'll check the sensors. Let's do this properly.
give me a sensors roll.
Damn it, Roger. I thought we talked about this.
Is there anyone else? John Suttigan.
An 8, and I've got, where's my sensor? It's a 1, and is this intellect?
Int, yeah.
It's a 2, it's 10.
Okay. That's something a bit weird. I mean, it's not a big obvious thing, but there's something in the forward airlock. Basically, in the nose of the ship, where you're docked onto Bayern.
Running power.
There's an anomalous power use. It's not completely obvious what.
Right. I need to alert security to that, and the guy on the other end who can presumably mention it to somebody, and I'm going to go down and check or see if the doctor is closer than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually I'll find out what kind of doctor he is. Maybe he's the checkout and anomalous power source doctor.
Physics, chemistry, biology, xenology.
This is physics, particularly right. If it goes boom.
It might even be xenology.
That's true. Okay, biorhythms. I am confirming an anomalous power use. I'd recommend just putting things on hold for the moment until we can check it out.
Can I see where that might be coming from in some way?
It's definitely in the forward airlock.
Yeah, Doc, could you just look in through that little window bit? And well, if you can't see in through
camera.
There, just step into the airlock.
Let me
It's been a long plan, but it's finally coming to fruition.
and you won't even need the sign saying cat food.
What a whole dollar in there. Wait. I will check the camera of the forward airlock.
Yeah, so just to clarify, on the other side of the airlock is Bayern. The ships are hard docked together.
Okay. So,
yes. But
somewhere
isn't the
on Bayern,
still
or
itself
in the airlock?
It's
the airlock
small...
itself where you're seeing from.
I'm just wondering if something's plugged in there.
Three or four people sized space.
Yeah. Why would there be a power surge in the airlock?
Well,
unless...
quite.
Not at all.
Can
obvious.
I think of any reason? Strain on it? Or...
I mean, there are lights and things. How well do you know the ship?
Well, I've lived on it for 8 months or whatever.
Hmm.
How many times have we spent
a lot of time working out how to escape from that airlock in the event
of all the threats? He said, "Can I think of anything in the airlock itself?" Oh, for fuck's sake! I'm very well educated.
You should have studied the airlock. Then he'd let you do an interview.
I did get brainier during the last mission. 8 in total.
Okay, well, okay, so you're just running through a sort of mental inventory of the systems, you know, lights and...
Is there anything, even if it was all on together, would that drain as much power as... Or would that surge as much power as...
Oh, yeah, it's not that. There's a lot of interference coming off it, a lot of radio noise in particular. And you managed to look down the list and, yeah... It's obviously not running at full power because you're looking through the portal into the airlock and it's clearly normal airlock. But there is this plasma sterilization system.
Why would anyone be running that? Is that...
There is no reason for anybody to be running it.
Shut it down.
Yep, that's easy enough to do. It's controllable from outside as well as inside.
What if that's what they expect us to do? What if that's holding a bomb?
I'm telling everyone that's what I'm doing.
Well,
someone's
late.
Running.
You've done it now. The ship
well, because how close are we to doing the jump thing?
Hours, days.
Okay. Well, perhaps I wouldn't have acted quite so.
Why don't I will go and peer through the window.
Yeah, yeah. Felix. Someone's running the plasma sterilization.
I'll mosey up to the airlock and. Have a look through.
Yeah, it doesn't look unusual inside. It's not running anything like full power. It's just ticking over, maybe.
Yeah, I shut it down. It seems like someone had done that by mistake, presumably.
Yeah, Doctor. I mean, it's not. I know you mentioned that, you know, maybe it's wired up to some kind of device, but there's no sign of it being, you know, anything being plugged in that could have been set to trigger from it.
Do you want to take a look in there, Felix? Just check everything.
Yeah, sure. put vac suit on.
Set timer to 2 minutes.
So you liked me.
We do. I just.
To be fair, there are internal controls as well.
Yeah. Yeah, vac suit.
Why
open
did
airlock.
Say purge?
why is purge crossed out and. Press for air intake here.
Well, it sort of is in a way.
Last week, Purge was crossed out and it said press for orgy. I mean, what can you say?
Sooner or later, something will work.
It's
yeah, we could do with checking whether anything's been rewired or
why would
if this is a software issue again, in which case I'd be very, very suspicious.
Hmm.
Any way of narrowing that down?
when I go in and I have a nose.
Yep, it does indeed look like a software issue.
Okay, I don't like that.
Can we bring, is it Nicole, Karen, whatever her name is?
Nicole, yeah.
Nicole.
We'll I thought you her. Fancied her, didn't you? Pay any attention to her name?
I think he fancies everybody in the ship who's female, to be fair.
Good grief.
We're limited to two, can't be that picky.
And about two-thirds of the blokes. So, you
know. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, could you ask maybe Nicole to come and have a look and maybe Jethro to just come and hang around in a general way, just in case?
Okay.
I'll continue to monitor
hang
this
Hang around
from,
in a general way.
You know,
is he asking her out on a date?
Maybe.
This may not be an appropriate time.
Come down the airlock, find the person who's trying to kill us all, you know, classic romantic things.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Books in the holovids.
Relationships formed under pressure, but that's all right. We're in an airlock.
That is a very niche joke. If we turn right. the pressure up enough, I could have.
there's nobody particularly nearby outside the lock in Bayan or anything like that, so...
All right, what could this potentially do? That's the thing. What we need to work out what the end is. Well, let's assume that this is not in itself the end result.
We need scientist
or an investigator.
Well, the most immediate thing that would occur to Mason is why he got called about it in the first place, which is it's interfering with the drive tuner. It's slowing things down.
This extremely delicate prototype 5 tuner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's...
As it is, you know, everybody go around barefoot, so...
That is a very sensitive drive tuner.
Well, we normally wear magnetic shoes, so, I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm.
All the series is directed by Joss Whedon.
So,
haven't seen any damaged women yet, so...
That's, That, well, they haven't actually been on a date with him, to be completely fair. So that seems like a pretty good reason that it would be a more subtle sort of sabotage that throws off the calibration and everything appears to go well until we find ourselves, stuck in a void?
Maybe.
Unable to make it to the other side.
Okay, does anybody have even engineering zero?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Well, because that would tell you, if you screw up the space mapping and then bring the drive online wrong, then when you try to fire it up, it will go patoing, to use a technical term.
Patoing.
We don't want it to do that. It might
not be a full drive relaxation, but it might well damage it.
Right. Captain needs to know.
And of course then... One possible outcome would be we go, you know what, this doesn't work. We need to call off the mission. We return using the half-used drive.
Mm-hmm. That is indeed a possible thing.
Mm.
So it could be...
Captain definitely needs to know.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably need to mention it in a bit, but let's just investigate a little bit further first.
Well, to what end? I mean, surely they need to know that there is something that has been running... that may or may not have been turned on accidentally, but nonetheless, suspiciously has the effect of directly mucking about with that highly sensitive equipment. I think that, you know, that's it's going to endanger... If it endangers the ship, I would say the captain needs to know, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it feels like
just
a...
Just imagine how the captain will feel when he finds out about it later. Does he have a frowny face?
It feels
looking through my guide on interacting with the... with the different levels of command. see, as an agent, I normally do things like threaten to shoot people in the knee, and obviously this doesn't work with the captain.
I mean...
Yeah, I feel like this is a... Go to the captain in person, write it down on something, show it to the captain, delete it, sort of thing, not a...
Unless, of course, the captain is the person behind it all.
Then he's going to know whatever we do.
Yeah, but then he would know that he needs to eliminate us.
Would you like
to report this to the captain?
I don't mind.
Fair enough. I'll keep monitoring the sensors. In the meantime, I'm going to recommend that they shut down the calibration until we're certain this is the only thing that's anomalous that's running. And we should start getting people to check the various ships and other things, just to be sure.
Yeah, I'm going to try and go to the captain. We had interference showing up from a plasma sterilizer that shouldn't have been running in one of the airlocks.
Indeed.
And would have interfered with the calibration process. Now, we couldn't immediately find out why it might have been running or anyone who might have set it running. We're still looking into that.
That's why you've taken my chief computer officer. Excellent. Carry on.
But it seems like the sort of indirect method that someone might have tried after the previous attempt didn't work out.
Indeed. No, thank you for passing on this vital information. Carry on.
Thank you.
Meanwhile...
I'm not that bothered, then.
Well,
he's probably got quite a lot to think about.
You may well not have read his full bio, because I haven't made it available to you, because it's got secrets in it in the form they published it. But you would be aware that he is a space navy hard bastard.
Okay.
So semi-human,
or of the did not open fire when the other ship might have been trying to surrender or might have been trying to attack. Hard decision, guy.
Yeah. Out of interest, has anybody been listening to the Sideways series on Radio 4? I can't remember what the guy's actual first name is, but basically he is he's got running a thing on looking at sort of the last, it's now 25 years of the century, looking at trends up until now and then going through. And the one yesterday was quite a good one, where they basically had one of the guys who was in charge in Afghanistan with drones and stuff, and there were two figures who were fiddling around by the side of a road, and the drone pilot was convinced that they were setting an IED and was getting but needed this guy's permission, and he was looking at it, and it's back from early Afghanistan, so it's basically sort of, you know, very grainy picture and so on. And he's looking at it thinking, it could be that. I'm not sure. And the guy was getting really, really irked, because there was a convoy not long to come in. And he's looking at it thinking, perhaps I really should. And then basically the drone moved or something, or a bit of pieces. And they worked out that it was two kids building a sandcastle.
Oh.
Wow. So yeah, having the guts to say, actually, no, I'm not going to shoot.
Well, there's the famous false alarm, isn't there, missiles in Russia. Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah, we celebrate our continued existence every year.
Yeah. Yeah, where he basically refused, and he just went, no, it can't be right.
Anyway.
May we continue to be so lucky.
Nicole is saying...
So let's take all the people out of the equation.
We got something interesting here. Because after the last incident, I made some little tweaks to the firewalls. And I can see some sign that somebody tried to do this remotely the way they did before. But they couldn't. So can we have a quick look at the surveillance footage and who's been through this airlock recently?
I believe I could do that.
And there is indeed a person who doesn't appear to belong there. And let me just get an image for you. I'll stick this on signal.
He's wearing a domino mask, a stripy top, and a flat cap.
carrying a bag with the word swag.
Ooh, hello. So this is Brian North. He's the chief sophontologist. He comes from the British colony on Tehran.
Well, it's bound to be a bad one.
Doesn't look like he sleeps well. Bags under his eyes are as bad as mine.
Yeah, he is quite a bit older than most of the rest of the crew. He was captured in the Song Xiang War, which was back in the 50s. And he was treated using Sung advanced medical techniques, and as a side effect of this, he seems to have got an extremely extended lifespan. And modulo quality of picture and so on, he looks like a bloke in his 40s and he is actually getting on for 70. And
I see.
Of course, you know, he's a lovely bloke. Everyone says how great he is, at least when he's nearby. Very, very much, you know, I am the only person who knows sophontology. Everybody else must be wrong. I have lived with the Zung. I understand the Zung. Therefore, I understand all of them, and so on.
So what? What exactly? For the marine layman, what is
the cartoon version?
of what? Sorry,
sophontology.
So basically, studying sapient aliens.
Ah.
I mean, a little bit with the languages and stuff as well. He was helping with that. It's a nerdy subset of my specialist.
Xenology. I'm studying linguistics now. George has inspired me.
Oh my god.
Cunning.
But you know, he's also a trade negotiator and that kind of thing. If you had to, you know, make a deal with the guys on the ground, he probably would have been one of the people at least advising or quite possibly insisting he go in person. But he has no business coming aboard the Entdecker a few days ago, and he certainly has no business going into the lock and trying to cover up the camera. But he apparently doesn't know where the camera is.
Perhaps we should take a visit.
Or at least he doesn't know where all the cameras are.
So we ought to consider a better background check if possible. I suppose it's going to depend on what records we've got on board of him as to
how he might
have been compromised and what
do I know anything about him from the community, the PSYCOM, as we call it.
What sort of thing are
why
you thinking
are you giggling? We're cool.
Sorry, I didn't think you were that sort of doctor.
Does his reputation precede him as a blowhard?
Bit of a knob by the sound of it.
But does he know what he's talking about?
The general feeling is that, yes, he is a blowhard in style, but he's almost as good as he thinks he is, so people put up with him.
Okay. Any rumours about him of any kind?
Yes, but they're of the Sun did something to him back in the day. And he's never been quite normal since.
Yeah, well,
so people who knew him back in the day say no, he was never really normal anyway.
And what are the Sun? Could they be compromised?
They're one of the aliens.
And are they adversarial?
Not anymore. Not since the war.
And they're all fine about the war, are they?
Are they the ones who give us all the biotech?
Yes. No, not exactly. Sorry, let me...
I lose track of who's what.
Yeah. The pentapods, basically their entire technology is biology based.
Yes. They're the ones who give you things like contact lenses and stuff like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Gosh, thank heavens we met some aliens or we'd never have got away from these spectacles.
To be fair, it's a contact lens that kind of works like your bionic eye.
Primitive augmentation.
You're going to say that as someone's taking your eye out.
Yes, you bloody are. Perhaps there was a good reason why they had to take my eye out or replace my eye.
That's what they told
you. Along with the other bits I haven't told you about yet, but
oh
I'm sure they'll
God.
Come up in the plot.
I hope nothing comes up.
So
I'm studying cybernetics.
The Sung were actually the first sapient alien species to be discovered.
The unsung hero.
Lord above. Is there another airlock I can throw myself out of? Or have we just got the one?
We've got plenty of airlocks.
I just all I can do is throw myself into the Bay Erne, which is a bit of an anticlimax.
Basically, when they were originally encountered, it was thought that they had trained animals aboard their ships. This turned out to be another sapient alien species. Being kept as slaves, right. And essentially
that's not said, a good look.
Earth said stop it, and the Sung said no, and that was a war.
Okay, and so we were on the right side of that one then.
Yes,
and everyone's super happy about that now.
There are no sort of southern plantation owners who are a little bit upset.
Well, also they didn't have Southern Wars again. It was a fairly short war.
Mm. Okay,
not completely one sided, but yeah.
So
we could feel heroic, but we had
what
no
could they gain by interfering with this?
So, in general, they are very good at technology, at medical technology in particular. They are compared with humans, they're roughly equivalent to human progress in general. They're not as good at things like power generation and starships in general. They have not developed Stutterwarp.
I mean, if this whole project is lost in... This is kind of a flagship program for humanity, isn't it? So if it's embarrassingly lost in space and everyone's dead, that would be a big PR victory against humanity. So that's one reason.
So who benefits? But, I mean, a PR victory...
Yeah, fair point.
Bear in mind what happens if it fails and you're found out. It's got to be balanced one against the other. So it's who can benefit from this all going horribly wrong, and how would they benefit? As in, is it worth the risk?
We couldn't work that out last time, could we? Because we couldn't work out why anybody would want to particularly...
Well, but it likes us.
Well, it seems to be just to make the mission fail. There's the two things that link it, really, is that they were going to make the mission fail.
Yeah. So what does that mean then, really? We need to try and gather some
How humiliating
ideas.
Would that be for Earth on the galactic scale? Is that like absolute abject humiliation or...?
It would be embarrassing for the Astronomician Records Institute.
Okay, that doesn't feel like something worth giving your life for.
It really does seem a little bit smaller than I was expecting. now you state it like that.
I mean, you're not aware of any competing missions from other species or anything like that. Mm. And this wasn't a, we've just seen a thing over here, we must go and investigate it. It's, we have the technology, this is a plausible goal, so we will go here.
Mm. And okay, what about if somebody was attempting to intercept and... appropriate technology from this mission? Is that possible?
I've got another one that it could be.
Yeah.
Is there anybody who has something that is longer away than 7.7
miles? Yeah, could there be someone who doesn't want us to get there?
Well, there would definitely be some interesting tactical shortcuts possible. If that became... But, I mean, the thing is that the system... You can stretch it a bit if you've got a very good engineer anyway, but the system you've got is an awfully expensive way of doing it.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem very efficient.
Is there any way of us making a drive, while we're en route?
Not in the middle of interstellar space.
No, but I mean, anywhere along this route could
be. If you had a system to mine and so on, I mean, you've got all the blueprints, it would be complicated and fiddly, but you could theoretically do it, yeah.
The problem is it's we need unobtainium or whatever the actual
lanthanum
thing is. Yeah.
So, possible, but not something
if you're trying
that
to build just one drive, you'd probably find it.
Yeah, it's not something that's planned to be an option.
Mm.
You know, we aren't basically equipped to say, oh, well, we've got to do it now, so we deploy this base, and in 3 months they'll have got the drive sorted out.
Would our ship being lost be enough of a distraction? It's not going to be... No one's going to be so disturbed that an attack on Earth then would that's not gonna, that's...
Well, you mentioned other ships have been lost with drive failures and that kind of thing. Would they have been vastly different than our mission?
Well, since the fairly early days, nobody's really tried to crop, well, I mean, occasionally they've tried, but mostly they say, okay, 7.7 light years, let's follow these map routes, not take up the devil's tail.
So it seems more likely someone doesn't want us to get there.
Is it someone who benefits from existing routes? You know, are we basically about to usurp the post office or something and set up Hermes?
You're throwing away a whole drive, and these are not cheap.
So that doesn't feel like everyone can do this now. You need a planet behind you.
At the moment.
We haven't come up with a clever way of circumventing it, really. We've just come up with a extremely wasteful. So the other option is there someone at the other end who doesn't want us to get there?
But that would have to be someone who is either in touch with or are themselves on Earth.
It would, yeah. By definition, they'd have to already be in contact somehow.
There's a reasonable chance
it's Gary Bloody Seven.
No, it's the cat.
It doesn't. I can't imagine a scenario where our ship, unless it's entirely like a personal thing that we have no way of understanding why someone would want that to happen, but it's like it's a very personal, small scale thing.
Why don't we talk to the man who I notice has two knees and ask him a few questions?
Two knees and a functioning central nervous system. Okay, yeah, okay. I'm up for this so-called sophologist, which is really a subclass of the much wider skill of xenology, which I have a skill in.
Oh, so he's a specialist, and you're therefore a generalist.
Well, he's made it out. Roger would agree, any sophology skill I could easily roll with xenology, but he's made up this whole subclass of skill.
Sadly, looking at the time, I can't agree with that right now. You'll just have to remind me next time.
Right then.
Okay, so, next round.
We get our hands dirty next time.
Thank you very much, Roger.
Thank you,
Your
Roger.
Tolerance, as always, is
inspiration finally tuned and not thrown off by a plasma generator.
Yeah. I'm just remembering a recent episode I was listening to. Come back here, I'm trying to give you a clue.
So off in the way.
Well, we're Thank thoroughly you. Enjoying it, Roger.
This is
so
really
I think
good.
It's same Which time, the whole point.
Same bat station, is it?
Actually? Yeah, yes,
I believe so.
All right, ta-ra for now.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night, all.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.